skimming across the Black Sea, homing in on Russian warships. This video purports to show part of an attack that Russia says Ukraine carried out with marine and aerial drones in the Crimean port of Sevastopol. It says one of its minesweeping vessels was lightly hit. Some, as yet unverified reports, suggest more damage was done, more targets struck.
The attack involved 9 unmanned aerial vehicles and 7 autonomous marine drones. Because of the measures taken by the Black Sea Fleet's ships, all the aerial targets were destroyed.
Russia's defense ministry says British forces helped plan the attack and were behind last month's sabotage of its Nord Stream 1 and 2 pipelines. Britain says these are false claims on an epic scale. The initial response from the Kremlin to suspend its participation in the Black Sea Grain Initiative, under which Ukraine has, since August, been able to export more than 9 million tons of agricultural produce through a maritime corridor brokered by the UN and Turkey. Russia has for some weeks been signalling its displeasure with how the deal had been playing out, saying the planned freeing up of its own exports, particularly fertilisers, had not been honoured. Before the events in Crimea on Saturday, it had said that any investigation by the United Nations into its use of Iranian drones might prompt it to exit the agreement. Ukraine's president is calling for a strong response from the United Nations and the G20.
Russia does everything so that millions of people living in Africa, the Middle East and South Asia will find themselves in the condition of artificial hunger, or at the very least in a drastic price crisis. Why should a small bunch of people in the Kremlin decide whether there will be food on people's tables in Egypt or Bangladesh?
Russia says recent Ukrainian exports were heading for rich countries and that it is prepared to donate 500,000 tons of grain over 4 months to poor ones. It also says it can no longer guarantee the safety of civilian shipping along Ukraine's Black Sea coast. Harry Fawcett, Al Jazeera, Kyiv.